Now, we have heard a lot this week about the life of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who died on Monday. And as we head into the weekend, we thought we would take a look at her impact on music. Thatcher's reforms helped revive Britain's economy, but did it with wrenching economic reforms that dramatically altered society, sometimes causing violent upheaval. And that inspired a lot of memorable songs. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. That's the British punk band The Clash with Guns of Brixton, catching the mood of discontent in the early Thatcher years. In the north of Britain, traditional industries closed, dragging communities down with them. And this is a song called Town Called Malice by The Jam. Journalist and critic Stuart McConey from Manchester in northern England says the kind of songs that were written depended largely on where the bands were from.
The different areas of Britain responded differently. I think in London in the south, which was more affluent and more her natural constituency, it had the effect of producing a kind of apolitical response in that you got the New Romantics, and you got a kind of bright and shiny aspirational pop, a padded-shouldered version of pop that was about nightclubs, about dressing up. But in the north of England, I'd say, and in Scotland, I think you got a very different response. I think you got a response of people like the Smiths, which was to sort of be a more defiant kind of reaction against it, a sort of defiantly northern, some would say dour, but I would say a sort of more confrontational pop. I mean, there were some explicitly political records. Morrissey, the Smiths, recorded a tune called Margaret on the Guillotine. The kind people have a wonderful dream.
Margaret Guillotine. I mean, that's not just anger at the state of society. That is very personal.
People personified it. I mean, it was called Thatcherism. I mean, she became more than just a person. She became a kind of shorthand for a ruthlessness, a kind of callousness, a disregard for working people. And it wasn't just a sort of political response. It was a gut emotional response. Because don't forget, here, where I'm speaking in the north of England, the effects of Thatcherism were quite visible. Factories closed down, mills closed down, mines closed down, and people were put out of work.
People connected her directly to that.
And of course, you've got to argue she was an easy person to become a figurehead. She even looked like she should be on the prow of a ship. There is no such thing as society, she famously said. You know, the idea that profit was the ultimate goal. And so you got that kind of response. Stand down, Margaret, by the Beat. It's quite explicitly called for her to resign, something she was never going to do, obviously. I said, I see no joy, I see only sorrow. I see no chance for your bright new tomorrow. So stand down, Margaret, stand down, please stand down.
Did they know that there was no chance of them getting what they wanted when they made the song?
Well, I think they were just trying in their own way, I think, maybe, to be sort of pleasant about it. I'm sure they had much more an angry lyric they could have come up with, but I think Stand Down, Margaret, Stand Down, Please. I quite like that about it. I love the idea that it's almost sort of supplicant in a way. They're saying, oh, please, just make it stop, you know. They're appealing to her better nature. A better nature I don't think she really had.
But a polite appeal.
A polite appeal, a very British appeal.
We've been talking about the music of the Thatcher era with the author, journalist, and music critic Stuart McConey. He joined us from Manchester in northern England. Stuart, thanks so much.
Thank you. Margaret Thatcher
on TV. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by David McGuffin and Arnie Seipel. The editorial staff includes Shanita Anderson, Jordana Hochman, Kenya Young, Maeve Magoran, Renita Jablonski, Padma Rama, and Jessica Smith, with Nina Gregory and Arzu Rezvani at NPR West. Our senior supervising editors are Chuck Holmes, Kitty Isley, and Shannon Rhodes. Our acting executive producer is Tracy Wall. NPR's executive editor is Madalika Sika. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.